Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. Paul Watson is going to be with us for the rest of the hour. And we're going to open the phones up. I'm going to try to save some lives this hour. And I hope you're going to help me. But the more I research what's happening on the border, it's just wholesale lawlessness with whole families being slaughtered with pleasure. And I realize our country's rotten and decadent and evil, and it's all going to fall. And I guess at the end of the day, we deserve what we're going to get. We're idiots. We're fools. We buy any scam. We love it. We love tyranny. We love abortions. We love 50 million dead babies. God, I just got to get out of here. I just want away from Barack Obama and Glenn Beck and La Raza and Mecha and all of it. All the smiley-faced devils. I just can't look at them anymore. But I guess I should be more positive. We had record numbers of people worldwide say no to the stinking eugenics injections that you know of as the flu shots. We had record numbers of people. But Bill and Melinda Gates are out coming out with all these pharmacological crops where it's going to be engineered into your food. They don't want you to escape it because they care so much about you. Kind of like somebody running a pig through a slaughterhouse chute cares about it when they slit its throat. You know, it just dawns on me how real all this is and that it's worse than I even thought. And the sick thing about it is everybody gets judged. And I don't mean when you die. Oh, you atheists and yuppies and people don't think there's a God, don't think there's justice. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. You like putting your old folks in a nursing home and not visiting them and letting them rot to death? You think euthanasia is cute? You're going to get euthanized. You think it's cute not caring about your neighbor? You think it's cute laughing at corruption and tyranny? You're going to get run over. You're going to get hurt real bad. And Glenn Beck is going to get hurt real bad by the New World Order he serves. And all of you Democratic Party operatives, Keith Olbermann is going to get hurt real bad by the system he serves. Me, I'm dead already. I don't even care what happens to me. I know anybody ever touches anybody in my family, though, you're going to pay. You better guarantee know that. Anything happens to me, I want you to find out who did it to my family, and I want my listeners to hunt them down. But you don't have to worry about that. I'm going to haunt your ass. But at the end of the day, I could care less about myself. I've been so far down the hole, so far down the rabbit hole. I've been to hell and back, ladies and gentlemen. I've looked inside these people's brains. I know what they're going to do before they do it. I know they get off on brain damaging tens of millions of children every year. I know they love it. I know the big U.S. banks laundering all the money. They're getting almost more money from the illegal aliens they shake down on both sides of the border than they're getting from all the drug money. All right, Paul Watson's coming up. I am beside myself with cold rage today. I really can't describe it.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, hour number three, and we're going to try to do some good here today. Occasionally, the level and sophistication of evil really gets to me, and the hypocrisy. To know that Hispanic groups, particularly in the United States, are partnered with the drug cartels and partnered with the coyotes. I constantly see city officials all over the Southwest involved in coyote and drug trafficking, literally helping to rob the Latin American, Central South American immigrants that are coming in, and to see them all holy as thou, really distracting and diverting from their criminal operations by creating racial politics for their own political power, and then to know that the big megabanks are laundering that money, and to know that Mexico has completely collapsed and is now collapsing the Southwest, and our country's going into a depression, and I've got all this incredible financial news I haven't even gotten to yet, and I'm overwhelmed with what's happening. It's so much worse than what I can even say. And then I watch these mainline Republicans co-opting the Liberty Movement, the awakening to Big Brother, only so they can make fun of real researchers and limit the scale of people's realization of how much trouble we're in. I mean, look at this story. State officials say devices will save staff time and money. California officials are outfitting preschoolers in Contra Costa County with tracking devices they said will save time and money. The system was introduced Tuesday when at the school students will wear a jersey that has a small radio frequency tag. We reported this 2 weeks ago, but here it is. The tag will send signals to sensors that will keep track of children's whereabouts, attendance, and even whether they've eaten or not. Yeah, everything you eat will be put on the tracking bracelet. And then if your mommy didn't send the right amount of food, the child will be taken. That was planned a long time ago. School officials say it will free up teachers and administrators who previously had to note on paper files when a child was absent or had eaten. Yeah, yeah. Just like people can't use regular arithmetic now with a pencil. They have to have a calculator. People can't think. So now it's just going to be electronic prisons. And the kids will be brought up into this. School officials say it will free up teachers and administrators. Sung Kim of the county's Employment and Human Resources Department said the system could save thousands of hours of staff time and pay for itself within a year. It costs $50,000 and was paid for by a federal grant. And it tracks the kids everywhere they are in real time. And your cell phones already do that as well. Just this is the total prison system. Now, I want to get into this first with Paul Joseph Watson today. And, again, I want to encourage listeners to get this information out to everyone they know. Because we were able, thanks to your action, to get the vaccine inserts, actually what came with the vaccine, not what the nightly news said. There's no mercury. It's nutritious. There's no health problems. There is mercury, but it helps your child's brain. I mean, this was all in the news. We were able to get millions of people to read the insert. And I did YouTube videos on it. They got millions of views. And many other people have gone public since then. The British Medical Journal, the head of the EU Commission, Wolfgang Wudarg, the doctors, and others. Conclusively proving that the vaccines, not just the H1N1, but the polio shots, all of it, are tainted by design to cause serious neurological disorders. Guillain-Barré, MS, narcolepsy, chronic brain inflammation, chronic convulsions, epilepsy, hundreds of neurological disorders. Lou Gehrig's. They have different names for different types of neurological disorders, but we've had brain surgeons, scientists on to break down. This is the main cause. The sodium fluoride helps. The MSG helps. The mercury helps. But you see neurological disorders off the charts. You see young people getting Alzheimer's now. You know, we're talking 20, 30 years old. We see more and more people getting Parkinson's. And it's all by design. And you're going to have to face that horror. This is all about facing horror. Now, they're back this year mixing the deadly H1N1 with the regular seasonal flu shot. And here's the most important message that I can give you today. And it's this. Last week, we had several articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com documenting the fact from the Rockefeller Foundation itself, this is them saying it about themselves, that they developed things to be added to vaccines to quietly sterilize you or reduce fertility. It can't sterilize everybody or it's too noticeable, so it's soft kill, it's degenerative. And we have, of course, countless other UN, U.S. government documents, Club of Rome, talking about it being done with other vaccines. So clearly, the violent responses from Gardasil, H1N1, and others, scientists and private firms have done tests and found a lot of RNA and other chemicals and things that have been added to those. And you notice they said, we want pregnant women particularly to take this. We've known with previous research that it massively increases brain damage in the fetuses, in the women, causes miscarriages, low birth weights. That's now in the British Medical Journal, London Telegraph, AP, Reuters. But still, they don't care. They're brazenly coming out, pushing that everybody has got to take these shots and take them now. And this isn't a radio show. This isn't about your entertainment. Okay? This is about a war against tyranny. And the costs are so great. And so we all have a responsibility, and I'm going to create some flyers, and I'm going to get them up. Hell, we made a bunch. We made them a year ago. We never posted them. I'm going to go find out during a break why. But we're going to post a whole bunch of different flyers. If you want to make flyers that simply and succinctly expose the flu shots as deadly and have links at the bottom that into the mainstream news that admitted it, we'll post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet and hopefully get them out to everybody. But we have a chance to reach out even more this year and save young people and their mothers and their fathers from injecting them through fear that the media hypes with these flu shots that A, don't protect them from the flu, and B, are deadly. And we know they're adding other junk to it. Vaccine deaths and injuries skyrocket as cover-up implodes. That's Paul Joseph Watson's article. And I'm asking you to get his article from PrisonPlanet.com and get it out to everyone you know. And I'm asking you to make the number one search term today. Last week you were successful again. Vaccine deaths. And then when folks go out and wonder what vaccine deaths is about, the number one link story on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com will be vaccine deaths. Vaccine deaths and injuries skyrocket as cover-up implodes, and this goes over England, Finland, India, where they're all coming out and saying these shots are causing death, brain damage, miscarriages. It's what it does. Okay, I know you find it hard to believe, but the stinking inserts say that. Have you seen the drug ads on TV for Prozac or you name it? It's like, may cause a heart attack, may cause you to die, may cause you to be impotent. It's like saying, got a hangnail? Shoot yourself in the head five times. They just put this out in the open, and the vampire asked permission to be let in. You know, it's like Lindsay Lohan. Her own doctors admitted she was out of her mind on five or six different drugs. Vaccine deaths is the search today. But more than just that, get the article. Send it out to everyone you know. We're going to go over the fact that the vaccine cover-up is imploding, that now it's coming out, it's deadly. It's coming out that the Rockefellers are designing this by design. I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Paul Watson joining us via video Skype from England. We're about to go to break, but he'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Watson, this is a big deal.
Well, it's good to be back. Yeah, I mean, it's the revolt, the global revolt against unsafe and dangerous vaccinations is gathering pace. There was a Rasmussen poll last week which found that 52% of Americans now were concerned about the safety of vaccines. And that's way up on anything we've seen before. For many years, you know, people who were concerned about vaccines were sidelined as kooks. But now the majority of American citizens share these same concerns, which is why the pharmaceutical companies are in trouble. And it's why the government is paying for these PR firms to be set up that propagandize about how safe these vaccinations are. It's why you have people on the network news stations saying, trust the government and get your damn vaccine, because they're in trouble. I mean, as a result of the swine flu hoax being exposed, not only after with the EU report, but, you know, during the time when the pandemic was unfolding, you had levels in countries like France and Germany of only 6% of the population taking the swine flu vaccine.
Your article is life-saving info. We've got a responsibility to get it out. Stay there. It's all coming up.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family. These difficult times, the Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Doing this. It's not supposed to be cutesy talk show host crap. Our whole country and the whole world's being swallowed by tyranny because people are soft and stupid. And we have all the government documents where they're spiking our food and water with poisons to give us cancer and sterilize us. Now, we saved a lot of people exposing the flu last year. and they're out there in the media trying to brazenly push it. But we're very close to exposing these people. And then they're going to release biological plagues and give you the cure and grandstand as heroes. It's how these murdering control freaks work. It's how they operate. But the good news is we're going to defeat them. And then we're going to take our governments back. And then we're going to get all the globalist documents. And we're going to take them and we're going to put them in prison. After a jury finds them guilty. And those that are found guilty of murder are going to be executed. I'm sick of you brain-damaging kids and snickering with your control freak fake liberal garbage. You're a bunch of eugenics murderers. If you can't abort a baby in the womb, you'll kill them when they're 25. I know who you are, scum. I know you get off on murder and death. I understand it. Oh, I'm sorry. Watson, continue. You've got this article, vaccine deaths and injuries skyrocket as cover-up implodes. All over the world, they're suspending the shots. All over the world, the Rockefeller Foundation documents are coming out. As the public is willing to face the horror, we're going to bring these murderers to justice.
Well, that's right. And this article lists just the recent cases that have been in the news. I mean, to list every single case of vaccine injury and death in each country would literally take an entire day. But the most recent one comes from India, and this has appeared in numerous Indian newspapers, and it was a measles vaccination program in an Indian village. They gave the children this vaccine, the babies, in fact, they were, and instantly, almost instantly after a minute of receiving this vaccine, the baby started to convulse. They started to foam from the mouth. They started to collapse. And they died. Four children in India died directly as a result of this vaccine. The people of the village reacted by basically going on a rampage. They abducted the health workers and the government doctors. They held the government doctors hostage, and they were eventually forced by the police to release them.
And that's because they hadn't been drinking sodium fluoride from birth. That's why Americans used to, if you try to take their kid for no reason, would fight back. They submit because their IQ is upwards of 20 points lower, and they're servile with chemical lobotomies.
Exactly. But now even in the UK, you've got the MMR shot, which for the first time, lawsuits are now admitting that it caused the damage that we now see. You know, 18 years after these babies had this shot, then they're now teenagers in wheelchairs that can hardly talk. And I see these people almost every time I go out somewhere. You see children in wheelchairs, they've got autism, babies, you know, 18-year-old teenagers, and now they're having to pay out compensation to these people.
That's right. They're a year and a half old, running, giggling, and their little onesie having fun, and the doctors are just like, oh, yeah, and the child blood runs out their nose at night, and they're just like, ha, ha, we ruined another one. Awesome. Give everybody more Prozac, more fluoride. Everybody's dying. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Woo. I'm sorry, Watson, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and it's not just the pharmaceutical companies that are to blame. For example, in Finland, which you mentioned before, where they had a 300% increase in narcolepsy, which is a neurological disorder, it turned out that the doctors knew that this was happening, but because it advanced their careers and they were paid off, just like with the swine flu.
No, they love it. They enjoy it.
For each, yeah, they love it.
None of them take it. No, they, I'm learning more and more of these yuppies just giggle and go, there are too many people. And I'm like, that's right. And now it's time to cut your head off.
No, they're all eugenicists. A lot of people would support sterilizing people through vaccines because that's how they've been brainwashed into accepting it. But, yeah, so a 300% increase in Finland and Sweden of this neurological disorder, narcolepsy.
Mission completed. They'll get more funding. Excellent job.
Which, if you've ever been around anyone with narcolepsy, you know, it says, oh, falling asleep involuntarily. Well, it's a horrible disease. It ruins your entire life.
They love that, though. Then that makes you a ward of the state. Then they can get you in queue for the soft killing to begin. Stay there, Watson. We'll continue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
See, ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of a throwback, like a caveman. If I start reading hundreds of government documents and corporate documents where they openly talk about how they're drugging the food and water supply to dumb me down, make me more manageable, reduce my fertility. And then I sit there and look at my children every morning and every evening, sweet and good and innocent. I start feeling very violent. And I start getting outraged. And then I control myself day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, knowing a bunch of murdering scum are running the system. And I get more and more tired of it. And so I try to get up here and read the insert of what's in the vaccines. See, some people will say, well, vaccines are wonder drugs. Vaccines have saved millions. Well, number one, that's a lie. That's a lie. If you look at the advent of hygiene in the Western world, from Australia to Europe to the United States, around the 1920s, massive increases in hygiene and indoor running water went in, and less insects in the house, bed bugs, all that kind of stuff that the third world has. We got rid of it. And you see a massive decrease in many of the airborne diseases. Okay? You can go look at these statistics. Then by the 40s, vaccines come in, and we actually see into the 20s, disease goes down. The graph's the same in every industrialized country. It goes down. Disease goes down. Vaccines come back in the 40s and 50s, and disease actually goes back up a little. Nothing compared to where it was. So I'm not saying that in the science of vaccines, there couldn't be some good. I'm not saying there isn't something to the science of you give somebody a little of a virus or a bacteria, and then the body learns how to get an immunity to it. Okay, that's like putting somebody when they're 10 years old in a boxing ring once a week, you know, at Golden Gloves or something, and by the time they've been in it 5 years, you know, they know how to stand up for themselves. Instead of them just being thrown into a real fight in the street the first time and getting their, you know, their nose broken and their teeth knocked out. But you cannot trust this scientific establishment to push these shots because they've shown they don't care what's in them or how contaminated they are. In fact, it's worse than that. They knowingly contaminate them, whether it's weaponized bird flu mixed in with the regular flu shots, mainstream news, or high levels of mercury or cancer viruses. They're killing you. Now, Watson, I'm going to try to shut up because I've got other subjects I want to get into with you, but this is so outrageous. Start going through the article that you and I put together, Vaccine Deaths and Injuries Skyrocket as Cover-Up Implodes. Walk through that for people right now.
Well, the first example is the one I mentioned before the break, which is the Indian children received a measles shot, instantly died. The villagers went on a rampage, abducted the doctors. The police managed to calm them down. So that's a,
now, see, here when your kid dies, the police come and arrest you and say that you beat their brains out because they've got blood on the brain. And it turns out they knew all along, the doctors, that it was a autoimmune inflammation response, but they don't care. So they don't just murder your kid or brain damage him. Then they get your other kids. So, see, here in America, they've got the psych warfare down. They blame it on the mom and dad when they savage the child. Oh, see, they haven't learned how to murder their children properly in India. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. And then the second example is the 300% increase in narcolepsy in Finland and Sweden, which came as a result of the swine flu shot being given to children. As a result of that, they've suspended all swine flu shots in Finland and Sweden. Americans are going to get it in their seasonal flu shot. Don't worry about that. And then there is the swine flu hoax as a whole. Wolfgang Wudang, the EU investigation, proved that it was completely contrived, concocted between the pharmaceutical companies and the World Health Organization. They knew it was a scam. It was to make money. The pharmaceutical companies sold all the vaccines to the governments, which you paid for with your tax money. There's still batches of them piled up everywhere because half or more of the people refused to take it. So now they're going to put it in your seasonal flu shot. Then we have the case of Poland, the only sovereign state in the entire world to refuse the swine flu shot completely was Poland, through their prime minister and their health minister. Why did they refuse the shot? Because just a year before, they had had a trial for a bird flu vaccine on homeless people, which killed 21 of them. So instantly they threw
it
out.
That was 21 out of one homeless center that was injected. It was actually much
higher.
Out
of one center, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Poland rejected it. The Czech Republic.
But why are they upset? Murdering people is loving. Well, you know, I mean, again, this medical tyranny, instead of Nazis putting you in a pit and shooting you, they shoot you with soft kill shots and like, shut up, kook, take it. Ha ha, don't get mad. I'm your government. I mean, get away from us, you murdering scum. I see you. I know who you are. And I'm going to rally humanity to smash your ass. I'm sorry to talk like that. I apologize. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of them, Watson.
Well, you've got a White House science czar who says we need a planetary regime that will sterilize people by force. And this is a guy in the White House.
And I'm not supposed to get upset about that. You're not supposed to get. And now we have all the Rockefeller Foundation documents about putting stuff in vaccines to secretly sterilize you from where? Their own website.
Yeah, the Rockefeller Foundation in 69 developed anti-fertility vaccines, and these were later distributed by the World Health Organization and the UN Population Fund under their Task Force on Vaccines for Fertility Regulation.
And by the way, that tetanus shot is an added goodie. Just like when they brain damage your kid, they then CPS your others. In Africa, in Asia, and Latin America, the added goodie with the female hormone carried by the tetanus pathogen. This is mainstream news. The UN did this. It also causes the women to have shut down in their organs and kills a lot of them as an added soft kill. Oh, murdering women! And we're not supposed to get upset. We're supposed to bow down to Glenn Beck because he's going to save us, Paul.
Well, yeah, that was in the 90s when the WHO got caught distributing this tetanus vaccines only to women and girls. They were specific about that, even though, you know, boys and men.
Well, that's feminist.
Well,
it's liberal. They were helping the women.
Only for the women and girls. And it was contaminated with this HCG hormone that just by coincidence caused involuntary abortion. And this is the organization that had sworn to distribute this anti-fertility
vaccine.
Don't
forget the extra goodie. It then causes autoimmune responses in the ovaries and other areas and a lot of times kills the woman.
Well, it's for the good of the earth, I suppose.
It's liberal.
And
kind of like
forget.
The fake Hispanic groups that are really running the coyotes and drug dealing and putting the little Mexican children and Latin Americans in slave cages and then murdering them. It's liberal. Or like the liberals helping abort 51% of the blacks. It's liberal. And if you don't want to kill the blacks, you're a racist. See, Paul, you need to learn to murder blacks and everybody else. And then you're a liberal. You understand that, Watson?
No, but I'm sure Bill Gates cares about the little black children in Africa.
Yes.
That's why he said during the TED conference earlier this year that through, quote, new vaccines, they could lower the global population by 10 to 15%.
And then everyone giggled. The yuppies paying thousands to be there. That was their little pleasure, their little enjoyment when they're looking at poor people as we're quietly killing them. I've got power. I'm a scumbag. I'm running around soft killing everyone. And everyone giggled at Bill Gates up there going, once we have these vaccines to reduce population, they're like, oh, God, we're joining in on the blood orgy. We're powerful, too. But don't worry, your master will smash you flatter than a pancake. Oh, and the good part is all you scum are going to get it good from your own masters. You're going to love it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Watson. I should be taking this as no big deal that they're knowingly murdering millions of people. I shouldn't be upset. I'm the bad man. I'm the bad man, Watson. You're bad as well. How dare you ask people to Google the term vaccine deaths? How dare you warn them that worldwide this cover-up's imploding and we have all the documents linked in the story? How dare you try to warn people?
Well, exactly. I mean, hasn't LeBron James done or said something recently that's got to be more important? But, I mean, yeah, they paid about, what was it, $3,000 just to attend this conference with Bill Gates. So they charge people that because they know that only fellow members of the elite are going to pay that amount of money to listen to their leader, Bill Gates, who pledges, you know, $10 billion to, quote, research and develop vaccines for the third world, while at the same time saying that he's going to use vaccines to lower world population by 15%. Now, how does lowering world population by 15% coordinate with a drive to improve people's health in the third world?
And then we're supposed to just roll our sleeves up and take the vaccines they're pushing on us, Paul.
Yeah, but everybody's refusing. I mean, 6% in France, that's pathetic. And as more people become educated about this, which is why we're doing this today, more people will refuse the vaccines, which is why 52% of Americans now have concerns about vaccines. But what are they doing now as a result of that? Putting them in the GM food, you know, vaccines in potatoes and things like that.
Well, that was my next point. Here it is. Gates Foundation invest in Monsanto. Oh, they're helping Monsanto develop more pharmacological crops because they know that we're refusing to take our shots. So he's developing mosquitoes he releases to make you take your shots. and it's now going to be in the foods you eat, because Bill Gates cares so much about you. His dad, the former head of Planned Parenthood, known eugenicist. Aren't we lucky that, he, according to the Times of London, they have secret eugenics meetings discussing world government? Aren't we lucky to have them, Paul?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they only care about helping people's health in the third world. That's why they're trying to kill them. Those two ideas don't connect really, do they? So I'm waiting for an explanation on that. But yeah, now, you know, statin drugs in junk food they're talking about. They're talking about putting statin drugs in the water supply. So it's about mass medication without consent. That's what fluoride is. That's what these vaccines are that they're talking about putting in our, you know, scrumptious GM potatoes. So now, because people are refusing to take it and more numbers, they're just going to do it without consent by putting it in our food and water.
No, it's just like drones. It's just like being tracked by the cell phones. It's just like the news going, yeah, all school children will wear RFID tags embedded in their clothes, and it's meant to track. 10-11 years ago, I'd tell folks it was meant to track everybody because I had the Pentagon's own declassified documents and get laughed at. Now it's out in the open. And we've got a fluoride head population here in Europe and the United States who loves it. They love being poisoned. They love death. And so, you know, I guess these parents just enjoy it, Paul.
But there's a good percentage that are waking up to it and resisting it, which is why they're trying to take over the internet, which segues into the other article that I wrote today about this quote, independent think tank. If you look into it, really, it's a PR firm for the government called Demos. And they put out a report saying that the government needs to infiltrate conspiracy websites because they need to restore trust in the government. Now, you know, why do people distrust the government? Because they've been caught habitually lying about everything under the sun.
And we've got,
for
and that's
decades.
The same thing Cass Sunstein talks about. And we've got the infiltration of the churches, the corporations with InfraGuard, the top secret USA spies, your own private spy groups. And now we should trust them infiltrating us, Paul, because that's not creepy to have a government infiltrating.
No, it's not illegal at all. I mean, COINTELPRO, that was perfectly above board, wasn't it? But this was put out by Demos, which was founded by Marxists in 1993. It originated out of a Marxist media publication. Some of these individuals then went on to become part of Tony Blair's government in 1997. And now the new conservative British Prime Minister David Cameron is meeting with Demos, running projects with Demos, these admitted Marxists, who are now saying that the government needs to infiltrate conspiracy websites like ours to, you know, restore trust in the government. Now, to restore trust in the government, how about having the government tell us the truth once in a while?
Now, let's notice, you're flip-flopped in England, but the exact same system. You had the, quote, liberal Gordon Brown after 14 years of Blair and then Brown. So you were given the Bilderberg Group fake conservative who accelerates carbon taxes, pre-crime cameras, CPS grabbing your children, cameras going in homes of people that have had newborn children, worse than 1984. He's hooked in with Common Purpose, all these globalist organizations. So he's the right-wing savior from the liberal tyranny. Now we have Obama, the left-wing savior from the right-wing tyranny. And now we're going to get our right-wing savior right about the time you get your next left-wing savior. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, that's the trick they tried to pull. The problem with it is that Cameron didn't even get, you know, a majority vote, which is why they had to have this stupid Punch and Judy show with Clegg and this coalition government. But yeah, Cameron's meeting with Demos, just as Blair did before him. And the woman who sits on the advisory board of Demos is also the executive director of Common Purpose, the group you just mentioned, which, as Brian Gerrish has exposed at cpexposed.com, is this insidious network of individuals who have penetrated the British government to advance Britain towards this new world order. And these are the people saying that we need to, quote, modify our notion of freedom because freedom is misused and abused by terrorists.
Yeah, and that's the key to all they do. They always say, we're going to redefine society, and we do the defining. And so you being injected with something that brain damages you, we call that a cognitive enhancer. Mercury, brain damaging, is what we want. That's an enhancement. See, it's all lawyer speak. And they're just assaulting us. They're a pack of criminals using flim-flam on us. And separately, we've got Kurt Nemo's article here. Justice Department, Obama's Justice Department, puts out Master Patriot Hit List, not just saying that you're an extremist if you like Ron Paul and the Second Amendment, but you're a criminal terrorist, Paul. Now, see, they're the terrorists, clearly. People coming in and saying our freedom and our liberty is terrorism, they're the terrorists, Paul.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is precisely what this UK report says. It says that people who put out conspiracy theories, that is any viewpoint that disagrees with this lying government, is not only an extremist, but also a recruiter and an enabler of terrorists. So now if you disagree with the government who carried out 7/7 and say that, you know, show all this evidence that they were involved, then that makes you the terrorist.
Well done. Stay with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Back tomorrow, I'm more focused. I mean, this has been an informative broadcast. I'm just so enraged and sick of how absurdist all of this corruption has gotten that I'm just having trouble dealing with it. I mean, I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with it. And I think about the fact that Bayer Pharmaceutical, one example, knew for more than a decade they were shipping out Factor VIII blood clotting product that they knew would give every person that took it hepatitis and HIV. And it came out in court that they knew it and that it wasn't just about profit. It was, hey, let's get rid of hemophiliacs. These people are beyond just greedy. They like evil. And if you take any vaccine this government sells you, if you take any vaccine these companies put out, if you're eating melamine, if you're drinking out of bisphenol A containers, just stop. Stop the madness, folks. Look, the good news is, like Watson said, people are waking up. But it's just so brazen they're back again with their flu shots this year. Watson, in closing, you've got this article dealing with it, vaccine deaths and injuries skyrocket as cover-up implodes. The search term today is vaccine deaths. I commend everybody for continuing to do this. It's really reaching a lot of new people. Go to the article at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Email it to everyone you know and tell them this is the history of what's happened. A global revolt against deadly vaccine spreads as cases of debilitating illness, soft kill side effects, and even instant deaths becomes widespread. And they're going to try to pull out all the stops to suppress us and to intimidate us and to have dirty tricks to stop us because they've gone so far in their crimes that if we start standing up to them, they know they're going to prison. Watson, in closing, amazing article that you also put together. Give folks the title of the article about the how the government's saying, here it is, government think tank calls for infiltrating conspiracy websites. And this isn't from prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, though you wrote a more detailed article. This is the London Independent. I mean, they're out in the open posing as us, trying to get us to infight, trying to make us look stupid, and doing so many other dirty tricks, Paul.
Yeah, and it's because we're winning. I mean, look at the climate change argument. You've got all these alarmists now admitting, you know, we've lost. Cap and trade's dead. They're still trying to implement it on the local level. But there's a great article we posted today about the Chicago Climate Exchange, which is completely collapsing, and Gore and Marie Strong and all of them are having to abandon it. So we won on the climate change issue, and we can also defeat this vaccine cover-up, which we are doing, you know, as the polls show. The majority of Americans now share the same concerns.
Yeah, I'm going to show people I'm going to show them a document cam shot of this. Here it is, the great collapse of the Chicago Climate Exchange. That's something we've got to continue to fight. And then this, all over the country, children are being made to wear RFID tags in government clothes, government uniforms at public schools, and they're making them all enroll in junior ROTC in kindergarten. I mean, Watson, you cannot make this stuff up.
Well, yeah, and it's all to, you know, train children from a very young age that they're part of a prison system, that they're subjects of Big Brother. And that's why we need to strip that out of the schools immediately. It's nothing to do with, you know, they soft pedal it as not a big problem, but it's training children to be slaves of the system.
Absolutely. Paul Joseph Watson's been our guest. Keep up the great work over at prisonplanet.com, Watson. I'm going to call you after the show in a moment. Coming up, I get into Glenn Beck and a lot more. Tomorrow I'll be back with more calls and a bunch of the news I didn't get to. I'm going to be quite frank with you. I'm just completely shaken up by all this. This is even more real than I thought it was. We're completely in trouble.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.